Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Spider Insight Podcast, another victory edition of the Spider Insight Podcast. Along with Christian Gravis, the Spider's Director of Football Public Relations, I'm Bob Black. Coming up here in just a little bit, we'll introduce you to sophomore defensive end Daniel Sellers. He'll join us on the podcast today. Christian, the Spiders beat Howard 13-12. I think on the air the other day, I called it an inexplicable victory. And then I backpedaled on that and called it improbable because there was a way to explain it. Two interceptions that led to two touchdowns, a blocked field goal. The Spiders did just enough, so we can't explain how they win. Still, a very improbable way to win. 10 first downs and only 18 minutes time of possession. And yet you look up at the scoreboard at the end of the game and you put it in the W column.
That's right. When I was kind of looking at this game in hindsight Saturday night, I thought, you know, there's really only one way that you can win this game, and it's the way that we did it. It was with back-to-back interceptions and back-to-back touchdowns on back-to-back plays, really. And then the missed kick, it's, you know, and I don't know if lightning strikes twice for the Spiders. I think they're going to have to find a way to get themselves out of situations like this and not have to pull a rabbit out of the hat at the end of the game.
Resilient was the word that Coach Russ Huseman used on our post-game telecast and then post-game press conference. And I think that's what this team has to draw upon and take away from and use that in later games, maybe as soon as this week at Bucknell back in Patriot League action. Who knows? But if they get themselves in a tough predicament, they now have something to draw upon where with the resiliency, they can still come out successfully.
That's right. This is, I think, the resiliency, finding a way to finish a game. That's going to be the number one takeaway from this game and kind of the wrap on this early season non-conference. And then headed into the conference play, yeah, good teams, we've touched on this before, good teams are going to find a way to get themselves out of a jam like that. We had a similar situation last year at Campbell where they had to come from behind, went on a game-winning field goal. And good teams are going to find ways to do that. I think that's a good sign that you're able to get yourself out of these situations.
So if you're going to shout out any of the players from last week, they're going to be defensive guys, right? Whether it was Tank Frazier with that interception or Matei Fitz with his pick plus seven tackles and tackles for loss and quarterback sacks, or Peyton Seelman and Jordan Allen, who both had, you know, double-digit tackles. Seelman had 16 and Allen had 14. So there were plenty of heroes on the defensive side.
That's right. Big games for both Peyton Seelman and Jordan Allen coming through in making those stops. Obviously, C.J. Frazier's pick was awesome to return it 55 yards the way he did, put us in great field position. And then, of course, Matei Fitz being in the right place at the right time to catch that pitch and kind of jump forward on it. It reminds me of his first ever interception in the playoff game against Davidson 3 years ago, where Davidson throws a wild ball up in the air and he just kind of grabs it out of the air, right place at the right time. And it's just that instinct that we're looking for from those guys up front.
All right, offensively, let's cut to the chase. Let's not bury the headline here. As we always throw the disclaimer out there to our audience, we tape our podcast on Tuesday morning. So the week is really just unfolding for the Spiders. And no, we don't know the status yet today on Tuesday morning of Kyle Wickersham. If it's not him, it'll be Ashton Snellsire. And quite frankly, Christian, both of them struggled on Saturday.
Absolutely. It was a tough day out of our quarterbacks, tough day overall for our offense. I think, you know, you had mentioned it on the radio, maybe a little bit of a step back, and maybe not a little bit, maybe a big step back from what we saw against VMI. Really, the offense was clicking. We go out there the following week against Howard, same offensive line set up, ready to go and put up similar numbers is what I thought, at least. And obviously, that was not the case. So finding a way to get the offense clicking again, firing on all cylinders, and we had talked about it before, playing complementary football. I think the defense is complementing themselves at this point. We need the defense to help the offense, offense to help the defense.
Special teams still played a part in another Spider victory, and I know Coach Huseman did shout them out with some accolades as well. Obviously, the Donovan Hoylett block of the field goal, and then Ned Gray, six more punts, averaged over 40 yards per punt, pinned him back inside the 20-yard line a couple of times. So special teams carried their share of the load Saturday.
That's right. Going off Ned Gray, I think we're so used to the last couple of years with Aaron Trussler, and he was a flashy guy. Everyone knew him, and granted, you know, Ned is also Australian, so people knew Aaron for his accent. They know Ned for that now too. But Ned is sneaky in terms of punting, I think. What he's able to do really doesn't, you know, jump out on the stat sheet, but he's making a huge difference in field position and flipping the field. And then, of course, Donovan Hoylett getting a hand on the kick to block it early in the game. In a one-point game, that makes all the difference in the world.
So the Spiders do find a way to escape with that improbable victory. It actually got national attention this week on a lot of the social media sites that put the stat sheet up literally and said, how in the world did Richmond ever win this game? And that's where the resiliency and obviously the defense and the special teams comes into it. And now you got the Spiders at 3-2 getting back into conference play, probably a game behind where you think maybe they would want to be, but still in a position to play some good winning football in the Patriot League.
Yeah, I mean, a game behind where you want to be. Yes, I get that. You know, it's tough to go on the road first game, play a conference opponent who is now, you know, has risen to eighth in the country. Yep. I mean, Lehigh is playing great football right now. But really, if you look at this team, they're 3-2. The two losses are, one is against Lehigh, who's the eighth best team in FCS. The other one's against North Carolina. So really, if you're looking first five games of the season, I think this is an all right place to be in for this team. But coming off of last week, you know, like you had said, improbable, inexplainable. You're going to have to find a way to explain yourself a little bit better and get some wins going forward.
All right. One of the guys who's been impactful over those first five games has been our guest today on our Spider Insight podcast, and that's Daniel Sellers, the Spiders' defensive end in that rotation with Camden Bird and Donovan Hoylett and Jamar Hodges, and he had a good game on Saturday as well with five tackles, got in the backfield, was part of a quarterback sack back there, and continues to make his presence felt. Right now, his presence will be felt on our Spider Insight podcast. Daniel, thanks so much for joining us. Just give us kind of the mindset of how you guys felt after that game Saturday, knowing that you may not have deserved necessarily to win, but you did win that game because you made the plays that put you in a position to win.
I feel like we didn't really flinch whenever we were down coming into the second half. You know, the fact that they only scored 12 points in that first half, the game was completely ours, you know, so we didn't think about what went wrong in that first half coming out of it. You know, we knew how to get a stop, one play at a time, one rep at a time, you know, long drives. All we did is bow up, you know, to lock in every rep, every technique that we had to do. We just had to take care of it.
Let me drill down to your personal role. How do you kind of approach these games right now? You're part of this rotation, great rotation on the defensive end, but you're getting an opportunity to see a little of the game before you get into the game. How are you approaching that?
I'm approaching it, you know, day by day. And you know, my coach, Chris Ellis, he's amazing. The guys around me, Donnie, Cam, Jamar, they've played before, so they helped me a lot with, you know, the techniques and stuff that I'm going to see. So I'm going in the game prepared, and I understand that my role isn't really to be the main guy yet. You know, that's Donnie, that's Cam, you know. So I'm more just, you know, supplement what they need to do so they can shine. Hopefully my role is very supplemental, and I'm okay with that for this year because, you know, it's my first year playing.
Very humble comments that you're making here. Take us into the defensive ends room, though, and what's it going to take, you know, in that room? What are you guys working on to make sure that, you know, going forward, you become that guy, you know, next year, the year after that?
Just watching and learning. You know, every day I learn something new, technique, terminology, blocking schemes that we might get. I'm just taking it day by day so that next year, if I'm blessed enough to have that opportunity, I'm willing to take it. I'm ready to take it.
Like Christian said, you're being a little modest. Very much appreciate that. You were an impactful player Saturday to help in that victory. And I want to go back to the North Carolina game. You know, FBS opponent, big stadium, all of that. And you come up with a quarterback sack. Third and goal, Carolina at the Spider 8. From the gun, shotgun snap. Lopez in the pocket. He scrambles. He's going to be hit and dropped in the backfield at the 9-yard line. The Spiders get their first quarterback sack. Sophomore defensive end Daniel Sellers wraps him up at the 9-yard line.
That was a surreal moment. You know, they had a long run. Coach threw me in, and I was like, oh, it's my time now, you know. Once that first play happened, the nerves were gone. It's a regular game at that point. Doesn't matter who I'm playing against. You know, it's a regular game. So I had to do what I had to do. If I had to get a sack, I had to get a sack. You know, so I repped that every day in practice. So I had to do that. Like I said, I had to make a play. We had to make a play as a defense. So I just had to do my part. I saw the quarterback step up in that B gap. I folded over, made that play. Like I said, I've done that plenty of times during practice. We talked about it. We knew the quarterback was going to step up. So I just had to execute.
Now, if you go and look back, it's since Coach Chris Ellis has been here, the two starting defensive ends have been all-conference guys. Regardless of who it is, it seems the year, it doesn't matter, the two starting defensive ends for the Spiders end up being all-conference. Talk about your relationship with Jamar Hodges, because it looks like going forward, it's going to be you guys for the future.
We're very close. I would say we like to talk to each other. We bounce ideas off each other. We talk about what we see on the field during practice. You know, we talk a lot. So coming next year, we continue to grow this year and keep learning.
And do your guys' roles change just given the side of the field that you're lining up on or which tackle you're next to?
No. I mean, the standards are standards. No matter who we go against in the room, it's whoever's in has to give 100%, has to beat whoever's in front of them. Doesn't matter what side we're on, doesn't matter who we're going against.
Hey, Daniel, I would love for you to take us back into that defensive end room with Coach Ellis. I love all our coaches, but he's like one of my favorite guys to hang around and talk with. Like when we're on the road, I always seem to wind up in the hotel lobby with him and get a chance to talk to him for 10 minutes on Saturday morning. It's like my favorite time. He doesn't seem like the yeller, the screamer. Maybe he is to you guys. I don't know. But what is it that makes him so good to help you guys in what you do?
He understands what we go through as players, you know, since he was a former player. So he understands what it takes to be a good defensive end. He understands the bumps and bruises we get. He understands the limitations that we kind of get within a defense, knowing that it's not always for us to make a play. So he teaches us how to, you know, steal plays here and there. He teaches us, you know, different things that we need to do to make sure we're still staying focused on what we need to do technique-wise. So I say that's it. He understands what it takes to be good.
Exactly. Someone that played that position in college, obviously had a ton of success and then went on. I'm a Buffalo Bills fan, being from Buffalo. He was the third-round draft pick for the Bills in 2008. When I've gotten the chance to talk to him, some of the stories he tells me about guys like Marshawn Lynch that he has like these personal experiences with is really cool. Does he ever tell you guys about some of his NFL experience?
Tell us more about college. That's what we're going through right now. So Virginia Tech days, you watched some of his film then. So seeing guys on film like Cam Chancellor, you know, that was pretty cool to see. And just to tell his stories, it's kind of fun. Keeps the room light.
What's the next step for this defense? You guys are obviously playing great at this point. We go back to Patriot League action beginning this week. You know, what are some of the things that you guys are looking for as next steps to be a lockdown defense?
Just continue to grow every day. You know, out here today, I think we got better today. We had some mess ups. It's going to happen during the week, you know, putting in a new game plan. But I think it was just every day getting better, learning something new every day, working on yourself every day, having attention to detail every day, and just knowing that we have to continue to play well, but also not taking that burden upon ourselves because we like playing defense. We enjoy playing defense, you know?
So Christian mentioned he's a Buffalo Bills fan. You're from Pittsburgh. Does that make you a Steelers fan or not?
No, I get this question all the time. I like football just because I like football. I watch it because I like football, you know? So I don't really follow the Steelers. It's an uncommon opinion, but – I just like football.
That's okay. Then you didn't bristle that he's a Bills fan or that I'm an Eagles fan.
That one, I might not have a team, but Eagles, I don't know.
He has a city.
Yes.
Maybe not
like,
a team.
That's what I was getting to.
I only like the Eagles that beat the Chiefs, you know.
Which, by the way, happened in the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Just in case you missed
that. I don't know. I watched it for sure, and I loved every second of it. Big D-line game in that one as well.
Uh-huh.
Real quick, speaking of your city, we got a couple other guys on the team. Mm-hmm. They're on the other side of the ball, but Kelsey Hundley is from Pittsburgh, so is Cade Capristo. Did you ever play against those guys in high school?
I played against Cade's team. I played against Kelsey a lot in scrimmages. You probably about Jamal Brown. He's from Pittsburgh as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Missed him.
We have a big 4-1-2 presence on the team.
Nice, nice.
So how did you get to Richmond? What attracted you here to the Spiders?
I think just the atmosphere. And it's a smaller school. The class sizes and just Coach Ellis, honestly, I met him on my visit and his energy, the way he approached football, the way he talked about football and how welcoming he was to have me to the room was very enticing.
Last one for me, when you were being recruited and first came here, this winning stretch that we're on for several years now was just kind of unfolding and now you've been a part of it. How important, how impactful is that to you to keep that winning culture that's been built here over the last 3.5 years?
Really important. I won a lot in high school, districts, went to states. So I come from a winning program in high school, and I hate losing. So to come here and have that winning culture here, it was very important. I want to continue that as I'm here.
Oh, we love having you here.
Real quick, Tom Elia had always said that his prized possession was his Whipple championship ring. Yeah, is that whole true? Is that a big deal?
Yeah.
As people
I got
say
two of them.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I always used to bust Tom's chops about that one. I got two of them. They're up in my house back home. So,
well, let's get you some more Richmond Spiders rings.
I love that.
Daniel Sellers, thanks for being our guest.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dan. You know, talking to these defensive ends, we've been lucky. We've talked to Donovan Hoylett a lot. Now talking to Daniel Sellers, obviously we've spoke with Cam Bird. It's just this group is just consistently overperforming, it seems like, and just really the bread and butter of this defense that has been so good for us. And I'm really excited to see what Daniel and Jamar and you know, the younger guys that are getting involved now too on scout team, like what they're able to do in the future, because we've seen nothing but success out of this group.
Common thread, Chris Ellis. everybody speaks to that point, whether it's Daniel Sellers or Donovan Hoilett or us. That seems to be the common thread. I think we're just so fortunate to have him as one of our defensive coaches.
That's right. And, you know, I've hung out with him a few times outside of Richmond, and he is just a good dude to just hang out with and talk to. And I can only imagine, you know, the way that he resonates with these players. So having him is just a huge plus.
So what do you think is his challenge and the defense's challenge this week? Because you're going to go up against a prolific offense, offensive player of the year at quarterback, unbelievably talented wide receiver and running back. This is a team that can put some points on the board, and you really don't want to get into a who has the ball last to score kind of game with this team.
Exactly. I mean, if Bucknell is going to be putting points on the board, you obviously have to respond to that, and our defense is going to have to play well, if not better, than they have in weeks prior. I mean, Bucknell is going to be a higher-powered offense than both Howard and VMI, and, you know, they're going to have to come out and perform.
Kind of interesting that we can now look back at the Patriot League. You and I were talking, open the season with a Patriot League game, and then you go, what, a month at least without playing another one. And as it turns out, you've got two teams with identical records this week. Both are 3-2 overall and 0-1 in the Patriot League.
That's right. So, but obviously, both teams are going to be hungry to, you know, not go 0-4 in the Patriot League to start this early in the season. And at week six, to have two conference losses already, it hurts. So, you know, both teams are going to be hungry to go out there and get a win. Obviously, Richmond going on the road now. We've been lucky enough, or, you know, unlucky enough, I guess, the way we started our season with three straight road games. But, you know, headed back on the road now for the next two against league teams. Hopefully, you know, we've got the rain delays and all of that out of the way. We can just go out and play solid football.
Yeah, the weather forecast, for whatever that's worth, because we all know it's not always right, is for good weather on Saturday. So hopefully it's a game without rain and it's uninterrupted and it's a fast track. Speaking of track, many of us have experiences at Bucknell. I've broadcast games there before. The Spiders have played there in the past. But you, my friend Christian Gravis, you have firsthand experience of Bucknell, don't you?
That's right. I ran cross country and track at St. Bonaventure. Go Bonnies. I can say that because they don't have a football team. And I did compete at Bucknell. They do this really good event every spring called the Distance Carnival, and so it's all just distance events. So I ran a 3K. I don't remember how I finished, but I remember it being a pretty cool old stadium. I mean, it's really old. I think this year they're actually celebrating 100 years of Christy Mathewson Stadium, who is a baseball player, mind you, not a football player.
Yes, he was a Hall of Fame baseball player. Not in my day, but I've read up on him just like you and everybody else has. So it's a tradition-rich program and university. I think it's kind of cool you have some firsthand experience to it, and hopefully the Spiders can get you a W so you could experience that on Saturday.
Also, I was going to maybe add it to my game notes if I had the time to do some digging. When was the last time we played back-to-back games against two separate teams with the same mascot? Back-to-back Bison, Howard and Bucknell.
I would say maybe more likely in basketball than football, because the Atlantic 10 has three Rams.
That's right. Three of the four Rams in the country are all in the A-10.
How about that?
Yeah, it's interesting.
That is. I don't know on the football front. You know, maybe we played Rhode Island and Fordham in football back-to-back, which would have been Rams, but highly unlikely. Yeah. I think you're right. So that's a great side note.
It's probably a Bulldog or a Tiger in there
somewhere
probably.
Right, right. Absolutely. And nobody has played Spiders back-to-back because there's only one Spiders.
Only one.
And that's right here at the University of Richmond. All right. High noon game on Saturday on the air, 11:30 on 106.1 ESPN and ESPN Plus from the Bucknell production, right?
That's right.
All right, Christian, thanks. Look forward to your return to Bucknell this weekend and a return to the Spider podcast next week.
Thanks, Bob. I might have to go for a run.
Go for it, Christian, and let me know how it goes. I'll be waiting for you in the press box when you get back. Come back with us for the next edition of the Spider Insight podcast next week. We'll wrap up the Bucknell game and preview the game at Colgate. Thanks to our special Spider player guest today, sophomore defensive end Daniel Sellers. For Christian Gravis, I'm Bob Black. Thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you next week on the Spider Insight podcast.